OpenServe is more than just SA's largest telecoms infrastructure provider. It's the answer to new ways of doing business, a connection to cutting-edge technology and infinite possibilities, a connection to tomorrow. Connect with us at openserve.co.za.
This episode of the Tech Central podcast is brought to you by Pinnacle, Africa's top ICT distribution business, delivering the exceptional every time. I'm Duncan MacLeod, and you're listening to the Tech Central podcast. I'm in Sandton today to talk to the co-founders of a new online shopping venture called OneCart, Linton Peters, who's the CEO, and Ariel Navarro, who's the Chief Operating Officer. Welcome to the podcast, guys. So tell me a bit about OneCart, Linton. You launched this in January, and the idea is you do shopping for customers from multiple retail outlets to save people time. Is that a good summary?
Yeah, so that's exactly it. We launched OneCart in January 2018. The whole concept is we want to take the inconvenience out of the shop. So we want to simulate how people shop physically in the real world in a virtual environment. So we show consumers all the stores in the area, multiple stores, one basket, and we get it to them within 2 hours.
Okay. So what are your guys' backgrounds? How did this idea come about?
Sure. So my background's always been in tech. So started off in research, development, worked through a lab, moved into strategy, consulting, went overseas, moved back to South Africa, came back, started OneCart.
Okay. Did you get the idea from overseas while you were there?
Well, pretty much I lived in Singapore and used to take the train. So I'd take the train, public transport, spend my Saturday mornings doing shopping with my partner at the time. And it just seemed like an inconvenient way to do things. Mm. Also takes a lot of time out of the day. So the idea just stuck with me and came back to South Africa, and that's when we built the concept.
And it's you two guys who started it.
Yeah, so initially I started it, conceptualized it, and then Ari joined us.
Okay, great stuff. Yeah. So, you want to jump in there?
Yeah, so just, and it's my background is also, it's been entrepreneurship. I've been involved in several different businesses over the last few years, from retail to leading shopping centers in townships, and been involved in quite a few of those different projects. So I think the retail background and the operational kind of experience that I bring to OneCart is where I play.
100%.
Great. So you launched in January. How's it been going so far?
Cool. So it's been going well so far. I think I hesitate to say better than expected, but it's been better than our projection. So in terms of our growth, I think we've seen a consistent growth month to month. It's been on average anywhere between 80% to 100%. We launched in January just in Sandton, and since then we've expanded quite significantly. Now we cover the whole of Gauteng. So we do the whole of Johannesburg and Pretoria. Ari just led our operations into the Western Cape, and pretty soon we're gonna launch in another city. We're gonna launch in KZN. Yes, that's it. Exact date, we'll just keep it to us now. But
okay,
soon.
Okay. So you do shopping on behalf of customers. Do you partner with retailers, or do you just simply shop in those stores?
Okay. So So as much as we're an online platform, we don't just put these stores online and just leave it. So we believe in relationships, and we believe in passing a lot of the value to the consumer. So we want to provide all the convenience without the additional price burden. In order to do that, we have to partner with retailers. Mm-hmm. So we go in, we partner with retailers, try to get a rebate from them so that we could actually operate as a business. And so it's a bit of partnerships with retailers. We partnership with malls as well. And
So Ari, do you they're almost like a wholesaler to you in a way, are they rather than a retailer?
In a way, yes. So we work on obviously the stronger relationship that we've got with the retailer, and we get, we work on better deals based on which retailer and the turnovers that we do for the different retailers, and then wholesale. Yeah, I guess we would be considered purchasing on wholesale if it's a good enough deal.
Okay. So which retailers do you work with?
Yeah.
So currently we're working with Pick and Pay, with Woolworths, Dis-Chem, and independent pet stores, also looking at pharmaceuticals. So a very, very wide range of different categories, all FMCG based. So fast-moving consumer goods that people need on a daily basis. So very much largely focused on groceries, ultimately. But there's a lot of exciting things that are coming as well.
So you'd explain how it would work. Linton, maybe you want to jump back in here. If I'm a customer of One Carts, and I've got a whole bunch of things I need to buy, not just that, you know, aren't just available at Pick and Pay, for example, might be available from a pharmacy or whatever. Do I pull together a whole cart that you then send a shopper out to procure those goods from those different stores and then deliver them to me?
Yep, so exactly that. So I think as a consumer, we just wanted to make it as simple as possible. So what you would do is you would just go onto our platform. You'd simply enter your address. So if you're in Santon, you enter your address. I show you the address, the shops based in your area. So we geolocate you. You just add to the cart from the multiple stores. Similar to like walking from one store in a mall to going to the other. You add from Pick and Pay, Woolies, Dis-Chem. Then your order gets processed in real time to our shoppers. Our shoppers do the physical picking, packing. We train them as well. And then as soon as your order is done, our driver comes and picks it up and we get it to you.
Okay. So how long does the process take?
So we get it from the time of your order, we guarantee you delivery within 2 hours.
Wow. And have you been able to meet that?
Yeah, 100%. So that's like Ari mentioned. I mean, yeah. This business is not just online. So it's a mixture of online, our strategy, and then the operational expertise in order to pull it out together. And I think so far, judging by our growth, we're managing to do that.
So you must have a lot of these shoppers on the ground. Are they on your payroll or are they freelance agents?
So they're on our payroll, and I think Ari is best to speak on that.
Yeah, I mean, with the shoppers, we go through, it's a large entry level workers. So we pretty much hire at the moment, we're looking at about 18 to 20 shoppers. That's countrywide. They go through extensive shopper training. We work with the managers of the stores. We work on, really kind of educating the shoppers on all these different foods, all the different types of products, so that we can actually offer customers a much better experience as well. So if an item is out of stock or if an item is unavailable in the store, then the shopper would physically call the customer or WhatsApp them different substitute options. And that's how, we also keep customers happy, manage expectations, make sure that we actually get your order on time and as an entire order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And the delivery is done by, do you have your own fleet of vehicles that you use?
Yeah, so we use a combination. So we have our own drivers. Yeah. I think a big point to mention as well is that why we did that specifically is because we want to ensure service delivery. So we train our own shoppers and our drivers on the last mile. So basically, our shoppers, when they start, they go through a process of like a 6-day intensive training, and then our drivers as well. So we have our own drivers, and if there's...
So the shoppers and drivers are different?
Shoppers and drivers are different. Mm-hmm. You do that because you want to optimize the amount of orders that someone can actually do within a day, so you have to split them up.
So the shopper would be in a certain area, retail area.
Yeah, shopper is in a strategic mall or a location within the area, and then our drivers are floating around within a specific area. Our tech is based or built in such a way that this on-demand ecosystem works sort of seamlessly. So we know when a shopper is about to complete an order, and we can pull a driver in at that time to come and pick it up when it's complete. Mm-hmm. Our drivers, to answer your question.
It's a bit like Uber for shopping.
It's Uber for groceries, essentially. Yeah, so it's a complex business, but it's working, yeah.
Complex, but we've made it simple.
So. Exactly.
So how have you guys funded this to date? Is it all self-funded or have you got investors?
Yeah, so initially when we started, we were self-funding. So, I started conceptualizing One Card from 2016. Took us about 2 years of research and development before we launched, and then in January this year we got funded by a private investor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned you're in Gauteng, Joburg. Pretoria?
So Hall of Joburg and Pretoria East.
Pretoria East, okay.
Okay, and Cape Town. We're in Cape Town, and we're launching KZN next.
KZN next, but yeah. You can't tell us quite when that's happening yet.
Should we tell them, Ari?
It's coming very soon.
It's all we're going to say.
You can start counting down from
before Christmas.
Definitely before Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas. We want to be in the three major cities before Christmas. And I mean, so far what we see in Durban, that's my hometown actually, so I'm looking forward to it. But we see that there's going to be a big demand.
Yeah. Do you launch in cities? I mean, are you available in the whole of Cape Town, for example, or do you select certain areas?
So we, in order to, you know, optimize basically the business operations and you know, all the different kind of work within budgets, we have to really build up an area first until we can actually spread throughout the entire region. So right now we are primarily operating from, what's it, from Camps Bay to Milnerton to Constantia to Tokai, and then in the next few weeks, couple of months, we'll be doing the entire Western Cape up to Stellenbosch. And South West.
Okay. It's a big expansion. Do you work with specific stores to do the shopping, or do you partner with retail on a national basis, or do you go and talk to a specific store manager to do this?
So initially we went with nationals just because you know, that's where kind of market calls for at the beginning. But we are speaking with a lot of independent stores as well. When you say speak, you know, deal with nationals, we deal with the nationals at a head office level and at a store manager level. So the relationships are, funny enough, very different. You know, we try and build from both ends. Mm. And then with independent stores, you're dealing directly with the owners. So then you've got even more reason to work very closely with the independent retailer. You know, you tie in with their marketing campaigns, you tie in with all the different types of activations that they've got in the month, the promotions, whatever they are doing in the month, we can link onto that and just kind of boost it. Mm. Yeah.
So some of these retailers have their own e-commerce initiatives. Mm. I mean, Pick and Pay's got an online shopping portal.
Sure.
Dis-Chem, I think, has one as well. How do they feel about you guys? Do they see you as competition to what they're trying to do in the e-commerce space, or is it complementary?
I think it's complementary. I think if you look at it in the ecosystem, What we actually bring is we are a grocery concierge service. So I'm not going to say that we're an actual supermarket, and that's not what we're trying to be. We're trying to bring convenience to the user and simulate the way that they would actually shop in a physical world. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, what you actually do is you bring a different type of consumer to them. So while the consumer that would shop on Pick and Pay online or Dis-Chem online, I think that's what you mentioned, they would go specifically and can only shop for the pharmaceuticals or something from Pick and Pay. Mm. Our consumer is able to shop in that broader environment. So whereas someone may come in just to shop from alcohol, now they would come in and shop from alcohol, see Pick and Pay or Dis-Chem on our site and say, hey, I also need to get that.
Yeah.
So I think where we see ourselves is supplementary, and we bring in additional revenue to that retailer.
Yeah. Can I also add onto that? Sure. So basically, also, with regards to our marketing radius and the way that we actually collect from the stores, your national retailers, where, you know, very often they deliver from certain warehouses, we are actually increasing the turnover for a specific store in a specific area, and that's because of, you know, the way that this business is structured and the way that we market within a limited radius around the store.
Yeah. So, what are the most popular products that are being bought through your
bananas.
You're kidding.
No, it says bananas. So we monitor all our data, and we monitor to a granular level. So we see bananas, avocados, and then it's your general stuff.
So fresh fruit and veg.
Peanut butter is also very popular, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah. I think one thing, just carrying on from the previous point, is that you know, there's national retailers as well, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of independent retailers in a mall.
I was going to ask,
and they're all offline at the moment, mm-hmm. and no one's sort of taking them online, and no one's bringing consumers into them. So if you look at them in a traditional environment, they sort of, you know, may suffer a bit. And our whole point is to sort of bring them online, bring them that additional traffic as well.
So have you brought some of those independents onto your site already?
So we have, and we're actually working on bringing on a lot more at the moment. I can tell you that in the next month, we're probably going to bring one of the other larger supermarkets mm-hmm. that doesn't have an online presence. OneCart's going to be the first to bring them online in South Africa.
Interesting. Yeah. I think I know who you're talking about there. So just out of interest, how do you manage perishable goods? So purchase of meat and fresh vegetables and that sort
sure.
of thing.
Yeah. So I think that is a tricky one, and I think that's why shopper training is so important. Mm. We have to train our shoppers and our staff to basically be able to pick and hand pick fresh produce and goods, almost, and I hesitate to say, but better than you would do it yourself, or better than my mom would do it, right? So we obviously, you look at perishable goods, you have to look at the expiry date, and that goes for frozen food as well. So we go through a process, we train our shoppers in how to do that, and that's basically how it goes.
Okay. So take us through how much this costs. So are your prices the same as in store? Do you add a bit of markup to that? Is there a delivery fee attached?
Yeah. So what we do is, our aim is to partner with all the retailers so that we get a rebate from them. And then so we don't have to put in an additional price burden to the consumer. However, given the fact that there are sort of variances between in-store prices versus online prices in the market, there will be a slight variation. What we do add on is a concierge fee, and that's basically a shopper fee, and that's for our shoppers to actually do the shopping.
Mm-hmm. And your margin.
Yeah, because someone has to pay them. And then we have a flat delivery fee at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So if I order 500 rands worth of goods from Pick and Pay, the cost of those goods is likely to be about the same as it is in store, is it? Or is there going to be a slight increase?
It's likely to be the same that it is online.
Yeah.
What you would see if you order at 500 rand, you'd see our additional
is your additional.
Our 5% concierge fee. So that's okay. 25 rand on 500 rand.
Okay.
And of course, a delivery fee.
Delivery fee, and is that a flat fee?
So it's basically currently, because we shop it from in a mall or a location, it's 55 rand from that mall. As we expand and, you know, we go to the organic store, obviously that means another distance, and we would have to add in another fee. But currently it's 55 rand. Flat delivery fee.
Okay, so if I want to spend 500 bucks at Pick and Pay through OneCart, I'd be spending 80 bucks in shopper fees and delivery fee.
Yeah, 100%. But then if you think about it you compare it to one mm-hmm. other online platforms, we're very competitive in terms of our delivery fee. Our benefit is that you can shop from multiple stores, mm-hmm. So you don't pay multiple delivery fees, you just pay one, and we're the most affordable. The concierge fee is there because it's standard, because we have to have shoppers to pick and pack. And yeah, that's all you see. And if you look at it from a practical perspective, you're paying that 55 rand delivery fee, but you don't have to pay parking. You don't
petrol.
Have to, yeah, petrol. You don't have to go into the mall.
The time wasted.
So if you look at it from that, actually, yeah. You
for busy people, it's worth it.
For busy people, it's worth it, 100%.
Okay. For lazy people as well.
Yeah.
What is it? The lazy people always try to find the best, fastest way to do something.
Yeah.
Sit on your couch and order your food and have it delivered to you.
So you say I'm lazy.
So, I mean, you focus mostly
you're
on...
smart.
Yeah.
You focus mostly on groceries for the moment, but do you see yourself in the future expanding into a much broader range of products and possibly services as well?
Yes. So I think we started with groceries, and we focus on that as our core. We need to master our core before we diversify and we pivot. But essentially, OneCart is going to be the company that gets you anything mm-hmm. that you want when you want it. So all the convenience without the additional price burden. And Ari and I are busy figuring out the models to get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you want to order at the moment, do you do it through the website? Do you have smartphone apps, Ari?
So currently you can order through the website. The Android and iOS apps are launching very soon.
Very soon, okay.
Very soon.
Okay. And that website is?
www.onecart.co.za.
Onecart.co.za.
That's O-N-E-C-A-R-T, not number one.
Yeah. And our apps will launch within this month.
Within this month, okay. Yeah. So and that'll be for iOS and Android.
iOS and Android, we initially launched it, and we have it ready, but the web is doing very well, and when we launch, we want it to be a very, very seamless experience. So that's why we just held it back for a while.
Just to add on that, the Mobi site is extremely friendly. Okay. So it's not just for your laptop. You can actually shop on your phone, and it's a very seamless experience.
Great. Well, I'm going to have to go and try this out. I might even do it this weekend because my time is a bit crunched ahead of ITU next week, and I need to do some shopping, so I might try you guys out.
Great.
Linton Peters is CEO, and Ariel Navarro is Chief Operating Officer of OneCart. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the time.